Hello, this is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. For the second time this week, US analysts have reported activity at a military site in North Korea. It raises the possibility that the authorities may be preparing to launch a satellite or a missile. From Seoul, here's Laura Bicker.
There has been increased activity around the missile and rocket assembly site known as Sanamdong near Pyongyang. Large vehicles have been seen moving around the facility, activity which in the past indicated that North Korea was at least preparing to move some kind of missile or rocket to a launch area. North Korea's main rocket launch site has also been rebuilt, according to the images, and could be fully operational. Analysts believe that at this stage it's more likely that Pyongyang is preparing to launch a satellite rather than test a missile. But the US said earlier this week that this would still be inconsistent with the commitments Kim Jong-un made to Donald Trump.
Electricity is gradually being restored in the Venezuelan capital Caracas and other parts of the country after the longest blackout there in decades. Will Grant reports from Caracas.
Almost all 23 states in Venezuela, plus the capital city, plunged into darkness for more than a day. The chaos it caused was huge. The power cut came amid high political tension in the country, with the opposition leader, Juan Guaidó, trying to force President Nicolas Maduro from office. Both men tried to blame the other. The Maduro government said the blackout was an act of sabotage by the opposition, while Mr. Guaidó's camp blamed government incompetence, corruption and underinvestment.
Members of the Northern Ireland Affairs Committee in the UK Parliament have said a technical solution to avoid checks on the Irish border after Brexit could be possible. Here's Emma Vardy.
After listening to evidence from Swedish and Dutch customs consultants, the Northern Ireland Affairs Committee says it believes that a technological system could be designed, trialled and piloted in under 2 years. That added that such a system would be a world first and would require a high degree of political trust. The endorsement of technological solutions by the committee will be welcomed by Brexiteers, but it is unlikely to influence the EU negotiators. The EU continues to insist the current backstop plan, which could mean Northern Ireland continuing to follow some EU rules, is the only realistic solution to prevent a hard border in Northern Ireland.
More than 200 works of art belonging to the singer George Michael, who died in 2016, will go on display today in London, ahead of being auctioned next Thursday. The sale will benefit charities. It includes pieces by Chris O'Feely, Sam Taylor-Wood, Sarah Lucas and Anthony Gormley. BBC News.